7. 2CH. Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
And good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. I forgot that Iron Chef was starting tonight. There are so many cooking shows on television. Junior Master Chef last night. SBS has always got cooking shows on. It's just gone mad, hasn't it?
Yes. Now, just before we talk about Hobart, where you were last week when we spoke to you, I believe you're going to do a book signing, your new book called Mini Chef, at the Camaray Plaza. When?
Yes. Camaray Plaza, it's Miller Street, Camaray, obviously, on the corner of Amherst Street. It's a really fantastic new centre that's gone in up there. They've got a Harris Farm Market and Hudson Meats and a really terrific little bookshop called the Camaray Bookshop. And I'm going to be doing book signing there and biscuit decorating and cupcake decorating on Thursday afternoon after school, 3:30.
Okay, so Thursday afternoon after school, what, round about 3:34?
Yeah, yeah. Corner of Amherst, Miller Street, Camaray Plaza, yeah.
It's a lovely new plaza, yes.
Oh, it's really smart and terrific. And the kids can run around here. There's a sculpture and a sort of a fountain in the middle. And, kids always congregate there, so it's terrific.
Okay, now that's Mini Chef, your book, which is $24.95.
Yep, yes.
Okay. Now, I believe...
Yes, last week when I spoke to you, I think I was speaking to you from... Oh, that's right, I was on the car ferry or just over at Bruny Island at the Bruny Island Cheese. Yes, I've been speaking to Nick Haddow there.
Yeah.
I came back over on the ferry and drove up to Hobart, which was about a 40-minute drive, and went to interview a chef at a restaurant there called Garage East. And then I went to the opening of this, well, not the opening, but to have a look around this fantastic new art gallery that's opening in Hobart next January. But Luke Burgess has opened a restaurant only about 4 weeks ago in Hobart called Garage East. It's in a big old mechanics garage. And he's doing some really amazing things there. He worked at Noma, which is the number one restaurant in Denmark at the moment.
Oh, yes.
He worked there for 5 weeks. So he's picked up quite a few ideas from Rene Redzepi, who's the chef there. You know, once again, they're going out and foraging in the local area, growing their own local produce and using that in the restaurant. So what he's doing is very interesting. And, cutting edge for Hobart, but even more cutting edge, and not just for Hobart, but I reckon for Australia as a whole, is what's happening a bit further up the Derwent River on the site of the old Marilla Estate, which was owned by an Italian family, the Al Corso family. It's now been bought by David Walsh, who made millions and millions of dollars through gambling. He started at the Rest Point Casino in Hobart many years ago. He apparently has a terrific head for figures. And he and his brother just started by playing cards, and they kept on winning and they kept on winning, and they went to casinos all around the world. And Mr. Walsh has made millions and millions of dollars, and he's now putting that back into this fantastic gallery, which is, as I said, on the site of the old Marilla Estate. We went on a hard hat tour because it's not quite completed yet, and it will be open next January. And we were told that just on one wall alone they're going to put in this Sidney Nolan painting that's never, ever been seen. It's 50 metres long. They've had to build a special wall for it, and it's called The Serpent. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Unbelievable.
They've also got a very good chef on board because it's a winery as well. They also make beer there, and the food is fantastic. A French chef called Philippe Laban, who's worked in Japan and in Shanghai. And, well, his food is really delectable, just divine. So very, very, very interesting what's going on in Tasmania at the moment.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, you wanted to tell us something. What's happening in Orange this
weekend?
Okay,
now the Orange Wine Festival gets up and running this Friday the 22nd, goes for about 9 days, 22nd to the 31st. Look, they make some beautiful wines out of cool climate wines in Orange, especially their Sauvignon Blancs and their Pinot Noirs. And, I love to go out there. And also, if you drive down to Canandra, you can go hot air ballooning.
Oh, yes, that's the place.
Wonderful thing to do, yes. Yes. And some very good eating in Orange as well, in the centre of town at Belgravia, at the Union Bank, and at Lolly Radini.
It's all happening out of Sydney.
Yeah, fantastic. And a couple of restaurants outside of town, Borrowdale and Racine at La Colline, they're really fantastic places to go and eat and drink wine.
For those of us who stay at home, do you have something to warm us up this cold day?
I know, isn't this weather ridiculous? Yesterday it was so hot. So, yes, I do. I've got a lovely Provençal fish stew.
Oh, good.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. And it's not too much work to make. You just need some, you need to sweat some onions, garlic and fennel, which is sliced thinly. I love fennel. In olive oil, add some fennel seeds, some tomatoes, put in the fish, a little bit of fish stock and some saffron threads and cook it for about 40 minutes. Divine.
That is on your website,
yes,
which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.